Joe Biden chickens out as campaign claims he doesn't have time for Trump's golf challenge. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 9, 2024. President Joe Biden's campaign issued a statement responding to former President Donald Trump challenging Biden to a golf match, saying the president doesn't have time. James Singer, a spokesperson for the Biden campaign, issued a statement that Biden is too busy leading America and defending the free world. The statement from Singer came after Trump challenged Biden at a rally in Doral, Florida, to a debate in a golf match this week. The former president added that he would donate $1 million to any charity Biden wanted if he won. "If he wins, I will give the charity of his choice. Any charity that he wants, $1 million," Trump told the crowd. "And, I'll bet you he doesn't take the offer. Because he's all talk." But, what that match will do is prove that Joe is in fact all talk and no action. Donald Trump hasn't been seen in public for 12 days. Now he's inviting fictional serial killers to dinner. Teasing Lil Marco Rubio, praising Project 2025 architect Tom Homan, and challenging the President of the United States to golf, Singer said in the statement. "We challenged Donald Trump to create jobs, but he lost 3 million. We challenged Donald Trump to stand up to Putin, but he bent the knee to him," Singer's statement added. "We challenged Donald Trump to follow the law, but he breaks it. We challenged Donald Trump to not destroy our country. But that's all his Project 2025 aims to do." The statement added that Biden did not have time for the former president's weird antics. "Joe Biden doesn't have time for Donald Trump's weird antics. He's busy leading America and defending the free world," the statement continued. "Donald Trump is a liar, a convict, and a fraud only out for himself, par for the course." Trump's challenge to Biden came after they had argued about golf swings during the presidential debate on June 27, with the former president claiming he just won two club championships. During the debate, Biden claimed that while serving as vice president, he was able to get his golf handicap down to a 6.